Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. New BLG permit resources available for Hawaii real estate pros. The Hawaii County Building Division has published reports and resources on its permitting process through a centralized hub page. Real estate professionals in HI can use these materials to better anticipate timelines and requirements that affect transactions and development feasibility. Review the BLG permit info page before your next listing or project kickoff. /HawaiiCounty-Public Works-HawaiiCountyJISDOB.ArcGIS.com/pages/GL-permit-info. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. HI Bureau of Conveyances public reference room access for pre-1976 documents. The Bureau of Conveyances maintains a public reference room at 1151 Punchbowl Street, room number 123, where researchers can access documents recorded prior to 1976 during regular business hours. Real estate professionals conducting title research on older HI properties may need to verify chain of title or resolve encumbrance questions that require in-person review of historical records. Schedule a visit to the public reference room for pre-1976 document research. https://dlnr.hawaii.gov/bo/general-public/. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Honolulu building permits to speed up with new tech upgrades. New digital tools are being introduced to give permit applicants faster feedback on their building plans. Faster permit turnaround times in Honolulu can accelerate deal timelines and reduce holding costs for HI real estate professionals and their clients. Advise clients to expect improved permit processing speeds. Monitor the rollout at x/civilbeat.org/2024/thresh-honolulu-permits are expected to be issued faster with tech upgrades, director-says/. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. NEDR Online launches Hawaii Pub Records search tool. NEDR Online has expanded its public records platform to cover Hawaii County, offering centralized access to property tax records, assessor data, and property searches. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline due diligence and verify property details faster with this consolidated county records portal. Bookmark htpublicrecords.netronline.com/state/hi-county/Hawaii for quick Hawaii County property lookups during transactions. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii Commission Rates. What Realtors Should Know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Hawaii and explores strategies to reduce those costs. Understanding commission expectations helps Hawaii agents set competitive rates and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your commission structure against statewide averages. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most HI jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.